Okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar.
Sunshine boy.
Sunshine boy.
Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hanina. Rabbi Natan Atiyah B'Parim. The Rachatz B'Krona Shel Tzipori B'Shevasa B'Tamos V'Kesh Lakar Tishabav V'Lo Hodulo. So Rabbi wanted to do, he did three things. He planted a tree on Purim, and he washed in public in
on Shevasa B'Tamos,
and he wanted to uproot Tishabav.
Pretty firm guy.
But
my kind of man.
Yeah. He must have been a rolled guy.
But the rest of the didn't agree with him. Amalafana v'arba zavda Rebbe l'kachay maisa el tishvav shechay hu Shabbos haya v'dechimir la'echad v'achar Shabbos v'yama Rebbe hovinitcha yitcha v'lo hodu chachamim. So it was this, it wasn't he wanted to be okerit, I guess, all year forever.
It was the wrong information about Rebbe.
Right. Yeah, that's how these things start.
Right.
One time. Rumors. So, Kari Aleha, Tovim Mishnayim, and Echad. Right, so Rashi learns that. It's Tovim Mishnayim. Yilo Shemati, Si Tovim Davar, Achra, Tovim Shemati, Anas.
Okay, want to take Rashi?
Yeah, the Kronos Shel Tzipori.
Yeah.
B'yom Hashuk, B'farhesi B'shas Hila Kronos. V'lohodu L'chachamim Mi Tisha B'Av. So they argued him about Tisha B'Av, not the other two. Amu L'fonav, B'fnei Rabbi Elazar, Lo Kachay, Lo B'kish Laka L'gamri, El Oso Shana B'Vad,
Tov M'Shayim. Because it was Delche.
Because he didn't help him. In other words, he didn't hold from the Nitzch. He held that warrant that if it's Chal on Shabbos, so there's no Tisha B'Av. There's no Tisha B'Av. Okay.
Right. Tosus learns that means he wants to do on a different day or something?
Oh, we'll take Tosus.
Okay. You told us? We know. I'm saying, how can you see from Rashi once? How do we see from Rashi what he wanted to do?
Which lo kachaya?
I mean, did he want to knock it off completely that year?
Lo bikesh laka lagamri ela osa shana bovat.
And that year he didn't want to do it at all.
That year he wanted to knock it off. Only that year.
I guess you want to read Tosfos there. We should go friendly more.
The first
Tosfos. Which Tosfos
is it? He was taking a bath and
Bikesh,
second.
Bikesh. Bikesh? Okay. Bikesh lager tishabav, v'lo hodilo. Kashi, hichas agadaitech, dehai taina, the Rebbe, play roads lager tishabav, agamri, v'amrina, and kolocha v'shos tishabav, ena roa b'necham, ashishulayim?
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe that only means when it's, yeah, when there's like a dintaina, so I don't get that question at all. I think that that applies even when there's no dentinus.
And what's happening?
Okay.
What's
the kasha? The ha ein bezin yachal vazo divrei bezin chaveru elam king gadol menim chacham minyan. So how could he even have a havmi to change Tisha B'Av?
Right.
V'yishlo ma delo rotsa la'akro. Ela michumra yishbo yose misharatanios.
What did he want? He didn't want it to be mafsik
mebod
yom.
Right.
What was the Dawri Nuyim?
What, say it again?
What was the Dawri Nuyim?
lo rotsu l'akro l'mechumra sh'yesh po yoser m'shur tanyos. He wanted to make it equal to the other tanyos.
By taking away the dalet inuyim.
Taking away the dalet inuyim.
Except eating and drinking.
No, if you're going to make it equal to the other tanyos, you're not going to be mafsig mibod yom either.
Right.
Both. Well, mafsig mibod yom is the main, is the essential difference, because you're treating a kiyam a kippurim.
Yeah, but how does that help you, Tosa's answer? Because if that was previously enacted by the previous Bezdin, he's back to the same problem.
Right. You mean that what? That he's saying that the first bezin
wash.
That the first bezin was only gozer also though.
Right.
Yeah.
So they took on the
chumah. They took on the dalei inuyim.
Right, but kol ochel v'shoser tisha b'av is in a robe and a chum.
I mean, he held that they were only gozer like shor taneisu.
Right.
Okay. And he said that din is only to be ochel v'shoser, but if you buy a dinuyim, apparently that doesn't. Is that what's the has he answered that first question?
Yeah, it's a good point. What is the first question?
You mean there's machlokas how the original base was masake and tisha b'av?
Really?
Was it just a
chumra
chesi or
a
amen?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Was it added on as a chumra?
Should we
ever
check
that down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does it. Is it just a chumra or is it part of the
Eker Tekanah? So, what does it mean, Kolochel Vashosim Tishbav? I mean, you have to fast on Tishbav. What is the word saying? You know what I mean? Bechlal.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is, the Gemara is saying, besides the technical tainus, there's the gavra, the state of mind of the gavra. And if a gavra is ochel v'shoser, on Tisha B'Av,
he has no shachas
to Yerushalayim. So, Taisa's question is, if Rebbe is going to be mevatel the chefza shel tainus, then people will be ochel v'shoser b'tisha b'av. So as a gavra, you're going to lose the whole nechama of Yerushalayim. So how could he do that?
Don't you find Aaron's question though?
No, the question is, what is the Gemara saying? B'chlal kol ochel v'shoser. Of course, you can't be ochel v'shoser b'tisha b'av because you have to fast. But the Gemara says, ein eruah b'nechamasa. What does it mean? It means aside from the kiyum tainus, which is a takanas chachamim, there's the state of mind of the gavra, which is tied. It's a kiyum belave of inui al Yerushal of being at styra al Yerushalayim.
Mm-hmm.
So if a gavra is over there, it doesn't mean so much that he's. That he's, what do you call it? It's not talking about the technical. That's something else. But it's talking about the fact that the gavra is acting in a way of simcha. He's being ochel v'shoser.
Yeah.
He's being ochel v'shoser. How could he eat and drink? So Tosfos kasha is that if Rebbe would take away the takana, so he also would be taking away the gavra's relationship to Yerushalayim.
Mm-hmm.
So how can he do that? Aside from the takana.
Right.
I mean, if they make a mistake. In other words, you're assuming that people are going to make a mistake now? Is that what he's saying?
No. If there's no tainus, people are going to eat and drink. They're not going to make a mistake.
People don't eat and drink on Shavuos Batamas or Kshitom Gedalia.
Yeah, but if he wants to be mevatel Tisha B'Av completely,
right,
that there's no tainus on Tisha B'Av, if that's what he wants to do,
and
the Havamim, that's what Tosfos learned. So that's going to mean that the gaffer is going to be an ochel v'shoso. So forget about the halacha. But if the gaffer is an ochel v'shoso, he has no shachas to Yerushalayim. He won't see the bin Yerushalayim. So if Rebbe takes away the takana of tainus, they're definitely going to be ochel v'shoso. Who's not going to be ochel v'shoso?
So that's the way you avoid Aaron's question.
I'm trying to answer his question.
Right. Taking away that kia.
It's not even midin tainus.
It's not midin tainus.
You should keep an ochel v'shoso on tishalo.
Right. The gaver can't be an ochel v'shoso. So look at the gaver's and the gaver's attitude and the gaver's state of mind. That it's Tisha B'Av and here's an ochel v'shoso.
Yeah.
But what happens on Shabbos? Still Tisha B'Av.
On Shabbos, on the same time.
Mm, it's Docha.
Yeah. Where's Docha?
Yeah.
Next day.
That's a lach of it. What are you asking?
You have to find as long as not.
If it's Nidcha, then you're not an ochel v'shoso on Tisha B'Av. It's Nidcha to the next day.
Right.
So there's no lach of Tisha B'Av, of course. Onik Shabbos is Docha. Onik Shabbos is Doraisa, so it's Docha.
But you're still fasting on Tisha B'Av. It's the next day.
Next day fasting.
But that's still Tisha B'Av.
Yes. In other words, it's Nidcha to the next day.
Yeah, that's true. It's Nidcha to the next day, but it's not Tisha B'Av. It's not.
It is
Tisha B'Av. That's the din of Nidcha. That's the halacha of Nidcha.
The calendar days, the way the calendar
writes.
That the tainus of Tisha B'Av is expressed in the next day. Because you can't express it on Shabbos. That's a halachic structure.
So,
but what's the other Havamina? The other Havamina was that it was Chal on Shabbos and he didn't agree in Nidcha. So what's the machlokas there? Now what is it?
Now it works?
Yeah,
you want to say. Now you come in. Anyway, yeah, so what does... So here's where you come in.
Okay.
So what does... Why didn't he hold with the Chachamim that be Docha to Sunday?
The astronomical date is what the Machayev and the Tainus is.
Apparently he held that the Kiyum Belave of Tisha B'Av can only be on the Yom HaMa'orah, on the day that the event took place. Because since Tisha B'Av is really Kol HaOchel V'Shoso, it's a Kiyum Belave, so you can't do it at Chan Tisha B'Av, because it's a Kiyum Belave. But Sha'or Tanei, so you can do it at Chan. Because it's just the date. So you could be Docha Shivasa to Sunday. But Tisha B'Av you can't be Docha because it demands the Yom HaMa'orah. It's an interesting thing. We're Mekel on the Nidcha. Isn't that correct? Right, Howard?
I think if you have a bris.
I think the Mishbush also brings down that when it's Nich on Shabbos that you delete something from your Shabbos meal.
That's not nice.
What?
That's not like I know. We go to Bris with Michael. When we got the bris with Nekel on it. We are Nekel on it. So, what do you see from this? So, wouldn't that be a talk to this house? Either you hold like Rebbe that you can't do Nidcha at all, or else if you hold you can do Nidcha, it should be the same. Right? But we hold it's not exactly the same. A Nidcha of Tisha B'Av is not exactly the same.
Is it because like it's the day keeps happening?
The Yom HaMa'orah, right.
Right. But Yom Ha'aretz, you mean you refer to the idea of Yom HaKompanios, or just saying it
differently? Well, it depends. Tesis doesn't say Yom HaKompanios, that's a Rama. Tesis
right.
says it's a lach of it's a lach of the Chod Mabayis.
Mm.
But apparently there's a kula on the Nitcha. There's a kula on the Nitcha. Because it's lacking, it's a kiyum of a tainus of Tisha B'Av. Because the Machayev is Tisha B'Av. But what's lacking is the Yom HaMa'ora. What's lacking is the Yom HaMa'ora. So therefore, you wouldn't say Kalocha V'Shosa, but Tisha B'Av is Eina Rav Nechamasa. There's a halacha of Nitcha, but there's not a halacha in the Gavra. It's not a halacha in the Gavra. So that's why we're Mekel if you got to Nitcha. So that emerges from this Gemara, basically.
That's
yes.
how Gavras work. The Lev reacts to an idea of like an anniversary.
Yes. That's right. That's right. That's right.
I mean, can you say that there is the key in the lev even in the nitcha, except here it's not like achilas taiva. It's only because of the fact that it's a key in bris, key in the bris. So that, in other words, if a person would, they're not just being makel. If they're being makel under a particular circumstance where it's not achilas taiva.
So why are you makel all over them? Okay, what else does the Tesis say?
Inami, Yeshlomra, Derotzo Akra Mishi, the Kobo Basiri.
Oh, one second. Yeah, Yosef Mishor Tanyos. Right, what did that mean? That he didn't want it to be worse. What's that?
Okay.
So what does the Taisa say? That he wanted it to be like every other day. Why? He didn't want it to be a mafsik mebod yom. Correct? Didn't want it to be mafsik mebod yom. So what would the svara for that be? Because apparently that's what the Gemara thought at first. The only machlekes was, are you knowing mebod yom? Or is it like the shor tanis? What did he hold? What did he hold? What did he hold? Is a shame times.
Yeah, but what about breaking down the...
Why do we hold that it's Mabod Yom? Because it has a theme. Like the Rambam says, it's Mulchum Paranios, or Tosfos says that both Mikdashos were destroyed in that day. So the theme of Churban HaBayis, basically is Nichbulu Botzoros, that both Mikdashos were destroyed in the same day. So because of that, because the Yom is a Yom that has a theme to it, so that's why it's different, and we're knowing Mibod Yom. But Rebbe held that all you need is a Chalosh Yom Tainus. And even though it has a theme, it's not Machayev you in a full-fledged Tainus of Yom Kippur. Even though the day itself has a theme. The other Tainusim, the day itself doesn't have a theme. I mean, there is a ma'ora, but Tisha B'Av is nichbulu b'tzaros, that twice it happened. So it's kavur leperonios. It has a kvius leperonios. Or like the Rambam says, it's mufa matzoros. So it has a different kind of a yom from its own self, speaks out, so to speak, in terms of a special day. It has a special kvius. So since the yom has a special kvius, so therefore we say it's like Yom Kippur. It has a special thing. But Rebbe held no. But even though it's a kvius, it's not a kedushas hayom. And since it's not a kedushas hayom, all you need is a chal hashem tainus. Well, that was the havamim of the Gemara, anyways.
Yeah.
Right? Gotta remember that. Okay, so what does Taisu say? Are we finished?
When you say kedushas hayom,
Lomar the rotel akomichi ulekovo basiri kedam Rabbi Yochanan ilu havehosam kavate basiri.
Hi, what about in Levatel?
You're right. Razor's Vaz is like,
what's that?
They advise us to say, can be your list of dietary shatosis?
Yeah.
So, is that on this one?
I didn't see it. What did he say?
I just said he doesn't understand how to do it. He said, can be your list of dietary shatosis. How's this answer the problem?
Which problem?
The problem of in Bezin.
Yachon of Alder Bezin Chador.
Yeah,
yes, I wish.
Yeah.
He has a little on the side there. Rabbi Hassan Kavisa Basir, Vadai Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochan, excuse me. Rabbi Yochan, Lohe Yochel Achuya Kol HaChacham Ledaito, El Shahar B'Chacham Hiskimu Lekvar Basiri. Rak Rov Hiskimu Lekovo B'Chi.
Okay, hi, Gav.
Kavein Ein Bechlal, Ein Bezin Rishoy. V'yesh Rishus B'yad Bezin Acher Lekvar Halacha Kedivra Yochid Kedisa B'Idius.
It's like a minority opinion, it survives.
Yeah, but the point is, it wasn't from his own.
You mean at the time there was a minority opinion?
Yeah, right.
So then they can come later and they could.
Right, you don't need government to confirm it. And why would you say that? That's interesting.
Well, he quotes the mission.
I know. I guess he held it up.
You got
the mission. You quote
the mission, huh? Paragalef mission A.
Yeah, that's what I see. There's a little picture that's outside.
Yeah.
Hey, can somebody get me a little bit of water?
Maskir and Divrei Beis Shammai Behilul Vatla. The next mission is for Lama Maskir and Divrei Yachid Behem Arubim. Hove Ein Halacha Elke Divrei Arubim. Sheim Yira Beizdin as Divrei Yachid V'Yismuch Halav. Sheim Beizdin Yachid Vatla as Divrei Beizdin Chaveiro. As you got the men of Chachma Minyan. How you got the men of Chachma Avalo Minyan Minyan Lo Chachma Ein Yachid Vatla as Dvarv. As you got the men of Chachma Minyan.
Okay. So if you have a Divrei Yachid,
it's not totally clear that's what the mission is saying, no?
Not totally clear, yeah.
The Veloma Maskir and Divrei Yachid Behem Arubim, Chol Ve'in Halacha Lekid Divrei Arubim, She'im Yira Bezin Es Divrei Yachid V'Yismuch Alav. She'im Bezin Yachol Vavata Mizek.
Sounds like that.
Should you right?
Maybe we should just leave it, I don't know.
Okay.
But what was the machlokus of whether it should be Basiri or Bachi? In general,
no,
I get it. So why did Rabbi Yehuda say if I was there I'd make it Basiri?
It didn't burn into the tent, right?
It was the main burn.
Because it burned. It burned in the tent.
The
main burning was in the tent.
So why
are
we doing it on the ninth?
So the Gemara says because
Hischa.
Because what?
It's the Hischa. That's what I begin.
That's right. Aschol is worse.
Aschol is the biggest break. In other words, there's a status quo.
Aschol asar. So the causative agent was on the ninth.
Right.
But the affect was on the tenth. The biggest affect was on the tenth. Mm-hmm. But the causative agent was on the ninth. So the question is, do you go by the causative agent or do you go by the affect?
Right.
That was the question. That was a question.
That's a nice categorical
Yeah. Nice guy to roll my quarters, yeah. Okay. So that's Tisha B'Av.
It's an interesting thing, because on the second hand,
the causative agent, that means the cause contains the effect.
Once you get to that dinner, do you see the limit on the? It's not so
yeah, in
bad.
Other words, when you, it's not. It's not just that, yeah. That you're.
No, I'm not asking on that side. I'm asking on the other side.
Yeah, that what?
The one who was a 10th, how they can have nechama on the 9th, the second half of the day.
No, they would have nechama on the 10th.
On the 10th, they would have it. Yeah,
that's what they would have. That's the way they would have.
Yeah.
You see, we.
Okay, so now what's next?
Okay. The Rebbe Hechinat in the Tiva Purim, Batani Rav Yosef, Simcha Mishav Yantav, Simcha Mamish Asurim Behesped, Mishra Mamish Asur Batainis, Vyantav, Milamish Asur Besias Malacha. It's not the Rebbe planted tree on Purim, it's Asur Besias Malacha. It's Asur Malacha.
It's Asur Malacha.
What does Rebbe have to
do with Asur Malacha? What does Asa B'Malacha mean? So that's the Lamed Zion or Lamed Tess Malachas?
Yeah, I'm sure. Of course, Ochel Nefesh is going
to be much better. So it's Lamed Zion?
Whatever it is, Zayanta.
Or it means going to work?
No, it's Malacha.
Otherwise, it's more learning.
The question.
It's got to be Lamed Zayin. He's a Tia. That's otherwise, it would be Akasha.
So you got the middle of
them? Maybe that, Rabbah. Ein Roi Simon Baruch Alola.
Ed?
El Rebbe Bar Beiser Habe. Bechinota, Bechameiser Nota. Very good, no problem. Any, the Rebbe Mitzvari Habe, Mitzvari Mekavis Chol, Moshe Yishuv Ben Nun, Habe. So it's not true. You should really Rebbe wait on the 15th. You should read on the Tzimok HaShem on the 15th. El Rebbe Bar Chameiser Habe, Bechinota, Bar Beiser Habe. So let's flip it. He planned on the 14th, but he really isn't Tzvari, which held on the 15th.
He really held the 15th.
He really, yeah, right. For me, Pshitale, the term comes from the Shuvah Noon, Vaha Cheskia, Karibate, Betraya, Beabesa, Ubechamesa, Misveka, Misafkale, Eam comes from the Shuvah Noon, he lo. So it's really a suffix. Rebbe should have had to be knowing Ismlacha Misafik on both days. So Marsh says, no, Lacheskia, Misafkale, the Rebbe Pshitale.
That what there was,
in the 15th.
Bachamisa.
Right. Okay.
Isn't that as
so? Okay, fine. The chib shitale mishari. So even if it is Reb Rashi's, or I don't think that.
Yeah.
Bar beis ave lo haisa min mukafim. It's very mukafis chomes yeshua ben yon mukamon yafim mikra. The chib shitale. Shari Mecha Mesa or Mishari Ba Besa, that's a further.
That's nice.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. The Chib Shitale Mishari, Rashi, Shari Mecha Mesa or Mishari Ba Besa Malacha, is it so posh that the other day is Mutter? Vaksin, Megil's Tainas, Yamar Ba'asar, Ves Yam Chemishasar, Yam Puryina. So Rashi, lo nitzucha Megillas Tainus. Why do you think Megillas Tainus have to say this? Sherek Farksum, Megillas Esther, Shasu Besper Tainus, Lesser Shalzebe Shalzeh, to teach you that if you're, even though you're a B'nai Arbesa, you're a 14th guy, it's Aser Hesper Tainus, and presumably Malach on the 15th, and vice versa, so... It didn't matter basically what Rebbe was the Yosafik. This doesn't matter. If he's the 15th. He can't. It's still Asar on the 14th, just like he is on the 15th. Okay. So Mar says no. Hani mi lebes betaynis amalacha yom echad v'sura. So malacha not only goes by your particular day, but betaynis it transfers from day to day.
Okay. So what's that mean? What's machlokes here? This is one we have to define.
Right. Is if you say there's a is the Isser Malacha Purim.
First of all, why is it also both days?
Right. Why is it also both days in general? Right.
And then, right. And then how do you have it that it has to be the Matinus is both days and Malacha is only
one?
One.
So I have a couple of points here. Okay, let's start the first problem. Why is it both days? That, I think, would be what the Ramban asks. Famous Ramban. It's put in the Ram. That he asks, it says, Mishpat Echad Yilachem. So how could the Chacham be Misakin in general that Yudawit is for one group and Tesvav is for another group? It's not Mishpat Echad. Okay, so Ramban gives an elaborate answer, but you could still say that the Chachamim, the Ramban's kasha is still going to be a kasha, because the all the mitzvahs ayom are really going to be on two different days, so it's still not going to be mishpat echad. But you could say this much: the Chachamim didn't want to differentiate that you should have one group is Yoshe Betainis. And another group is Yom Mishta. So therefore, when it came to the Sheva Al Tasa, which is not to be Maspid, and not to be Misana, there they equated both days for both groups. When it came to for the Sheva Al Tasa. Okay? Yeah.
That was the Rusfer.
What?
That was the Rusfer.
There was
the simcha in the negative.
That the simcha, yeah, the
tainus, tainus,
right.
And hesped. You don't have because you have to express.
No,
the simcha,
but the Rav said something else. The Rav said that because I'm just saying it's Sheva Al Tasa. I'm not saying the Rav. The Rav said more. The Rav said that on Hanukkah you have halacha of simcha. Of that it's not it's not Behesped of Betainus. So the Rav said the negative is the kiyum of the positive of Yom Simcha. That's different. I'm not saying that. I don't have to come on to that story now. Now I'm just saying that it's a Sheval Tasa insofar as Tainus and Hesped. Now, it's an interesting thing. Tainus, I understand. But what is Hesped? Why can't it be Maspid? What's the...
Hesped is on a covered mace. Right? Will be the type of...
You understand what my problem is by Hesped?
Hesped is because of Simcha, saying, no?
Yeah, but my problem is, so what if you say a few words? Hesped is just a mace.
Is that Kiyam Alev of Bechi or
so apparently Hesped is Halacha Niyom. Apparently Hesped is Halacha Niyom also. And when the person is Maspid, it renders the Yom Kvura a different status. A Yom Hesped. Now, Hesped is not just a Maisa Hesped. Hesped is Allah and the Yom. So therefore, both things are equal. They're Asurim Behesped of the Tainus. What does it mean? They're both equated. That both entities are entities in the Yom. Tainus is Allah and the Yom. Hesped is Allah and the Yom. So the Yomim are Asurim Behesped of the Tainus. But if Hesped was simply a Maisa Ba'alma, you couldn't equate these two things. Because what does it say that you can't cry on a Maisa of crying is going to be Usher? Why should the Maisa of crying be Usher? But the answer is because it's not simply a Maisa of crying. It's a Loch in the day, in the Yom. A Loch in the Yom. That's why the Ritva, I think, is Matir. The Machloikis is with regard to Tzedek Adin. Do you say Tzedek Adin or not? So Tzedek Adin is a question whether it's a Lach in the Yom or whether it's just a Maisa of being Mazdik Adin. So the Ritva holds, I believe, that Mitzvah Din Yedusa. Because it says that's just a mice of being Mazdik the Din. But Hesper is a Lachaniyam. Hesper is a Lachaniyam. Okay.
So what's the problem with saying that the keen belief of Bechi from the Maaseh Gavra of Hesped is going to contradict Simcha?
What's that?
So if you have a Maaseh, like if you're being Noheg, the Maaseh Hesped, and that's some sort of keen belief of Bechi, can't that contradict Simcha? What's the problem with saying that? You're saying that's impossible to say. Right. Don't those mycin put the gavra in a certain state that's going to be contradicting simcha? If you're noheg, hesped.
I think the problem is that you were equating it with
tinus. You're equating tinus and hesped.
No, they're saying you don't have to come on to change that equation. You're saying that just
is hesped a din in a mice of bechi, and therefore the Maaseh Bechi is Aser. And the Chacham made the 2 days equivalent insofar as it makes Simcha.
Right. Things he really is a Yom Simcha for the other person.
It's a Yom Simcha.
Right. You have to say that.
You could say that. You have to say that.
Right.
So then they made it equivalent, so therefore we'll be in Yisrael Maaseh Bechi. Okay. It's a good point. Let's,
You said Maaseh Bechi per se would be Tate the Sasser to a Yom Simcha.
To the Yom Simcha.
And that's what Hesped
does.
Yeah, Hesped is Bechi. Okay, let's see.
Is there a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like Erev Shabbos. So the first half.
You thought it would be tough.
Well, then there's a question back to the Gemara. Should Melacha be Aser? So what are you saying?
It doesn't present a contradictory state in the Am if one group is doing malacha and the other one has Yimei Simcha. It's not like in opposition to Simcha, it's just a separate thing.
Opposition to Yom Tov.
Right.
That's what Yom Tov is in Lamed. They can't do malacha.
Right. In other words, in the Yom, they want us. See, the Gemara's question is like, I hear what you're saying. But I think Gemara's question is that since in Sheval Tasa they're equal, so Malacha Sheval Tasa is just like Tainus and Hesped and in Sheval Tasa the Yamim are equal. So therefore Malacha should also be us. That's the Gemara's question. So what is Gemara's answer? And Morris Kash is very straightforward. In Sheval Tasa, they're both equal. So it's Mishnah, the Simcha, the Yom Tov, all equal. But in terms of the Tiyum of what do you call it, not Sheval Tasa, but the Kumvasei, there the Kumvasei is different. There's a Kumvasei of Simcha, and there's a Sheval Tasa. Okay, and the same thing for Mishnah, same thing for Yom Tov. Okay, so the Sheval Tasa they equated. So the Gemara is saying it's not going to help you if he's a Bar Chamisar, but he still can't plant an Abisar because of the fact that it's Sheval Tasa. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what does the Gemara answer?
No, Malach is only. So the malach was only on that particular day.
Right. Gemara said what?
That malach yom mechad v'suva. That answer me?
Hani, the best answer. Malach yom mechad v'suva. Yeah. What is Gemara's answer? Yom mechad v'suva.
Yeah. Right. McGill's Tainus doesn't transfer. It's malach just Hesper and Tainus.
Okay. Why?
I mean, do you say that malacha is really different than the other two?
Yeah, go ahead.
That malacha is really, it like creates like the substratum for the, at least originally, for the positive characteristic of the yom to be tofes.
So it only makes sense if you have like the whole positive yom of yom mishnah simcha in a positive way to have that substratum of yisur malacha. But for the other people to be knowing yisur malacha, if they're not going to be doing mishnah and simcha in a positive way of suda, the whole institution of yisur malacha doesn't make sense. Not sensible. Rather, it's the idea of hesped and kindness, like as a yom simcha, like those negative ways of you know yom simcha, the transfer.
You say it again, what?
See, that Isra Malacha is different than Hesped and Tainus. Isra Malacha creates a framework in which you can have like the Yom of a Suda and Mishloach Manos and the whole characteristic of the Yom. It can exist in a substratum of Isra Malacha. But in the Arbesar and the Chamesar, it doesn't make sense for him to be doing Isra Malacha if he's not going to be having the whole Suda and Mishloach Manos. It doesn't transfer.
Okay, very good. So what are the two sides? Let's see both sides. What are the two sides? How do you define both sides? Is it A or B? But now let's put it together. So simple. The question is, what does Issa Malacha do? Is Issa Malacha dinin the kviyas hayom? The Issa Malacha is kaveh the yom, because it makes the yom different. Or the Issa Malacha is not there for kviyas hayom, but it's just there that he shouldn't be mesiach das from the mitzvahs hayom. So therefore, if you say the second way, so it's only when you have the kumvase, because the malacha really tenders the kumvase. It serves the kumvase. So that's why for Rebbe there was no problem bar bisar, because his kumvase is bachamisa. But if you learn it's Allah and the Kviyas Hayom, so you can't have a Kviyas Hayom without Issa Malacha, so then you're going to have to say that that they're both the same, because otherwise it couldn't be Kavur for Tainus and then Hesped also. Mm-hmm. Right? Because in Kviyas Hayom they're all the same. They're both the same. It's just the Kumbase. But you need a Kviyas Hayom for the Sheva Al Tasa also. Right?
What's the other side that's not saying Kviyas Hayom?
The other side is that the Issa Malacha is not an Issa Malacha for Kviyas Hayom, but it's an Issa Malacha in order to enable one to be involved and not to be Mesiach Das from the Kumvaseh. Suda, Mishloach Manos, Matanis Lavionim, what?
Mikra Megillah.
So it really just serves the mitzvah sayon. So that's really only there to just serve the mitzvah sayon.
That's right.
No. Okay.
You know, where do you find halacha like that? You find halacha like that by Avelis. There's an Issa Malacha by Avelis. But what kind of malacha? It's just, the Issa Malacha is really just because of Hesach Hadas. Can't be Mesiach Das from Avelis. But it's not because you need a Kviyas Hayom. A Kviyas Hayom is Kavua anyways.
But that's a different Issa Malacha.
That's right. But the Issa Malacha here, I don't believe would be Lamites Malachas. It would be like being, what?
Chalmoy.
It'd be like Cholamayit, like Cholamayit or Avelis, that the Gavra can't be involved in Malacha.
Maybe that's why the case is in the Tia.
Right. Well, in the Tia would be Aser no matter what. If it's Lamites Malacha, it would be Aser anyway.
No, but I think the Tia is an example of what they use for Cholamayit, no?
It's Aser.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a Cholamayit, not like a...
Mm-hmm. You can't work the. You don't think you can do that. from my.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's good.
As
yeah,
opposed to, you know, any
Borer.
Other. Yeah, like
yeah.
Borer. Doesn't say
right. But that's the question. The question is there aloch in Knesset? How much aloch in the serving the kumvase?
If you're saying it's Kriyas Yom Revi, then you're saying that the Beisar guys have to be knowing the Los Ases of the Kriyas Yom?
Sheval Tassus.
Right, the Sheval Tassus. They
well, they're going to have it, because otherwise there's no Kriyas Yom for Tainus and Espen.
If it was part of the Kriyas Yom, it's
yeah.
But if it wasn't, then they could just be knowing whatever the Kriyas Yom
right.
is. Right. It has been a Tainus.
Right. If the Chachamim felt that without Issa Malacha you can't have a Kriyas Yom, so it would be indispensable to have the Issa Malacha on Arbisa, right?
Right.
Okay. Good. All right. Well, we'll stop here. Don't forget, we'll take up. There's a nice mitzvah here.
Which one, Rabbi? Which one?
I think he deals with the problem of Tzibus.
Tishnav? Maybe the Yantav Hulo for the Chasim in that one?
Chasim Akala, you mentioned.
Yeah, which one is that?
Nishmiso, yeah. The one Hodam Rinin Simcha Malami Shiasu Behesman.
The one where he quotes the Mark Sivas about the Mace and the Tulfana of the Chasin Kala.
The what? The Chasin Kala,
yeah. Are you going to take that one up next, or are you going to go further Gemara?
Well, let's go further Gemara first.
Okay.
Okay.